The Pleasing Hour by Lily King. Narrated by Suzanne Torren. This work is copyrighted 1999 by Lily King. This recording is copyrighted 2001 by Recorded Books. Every autumn, on a day called La Rentrée, hundreds of young women descend upon Paris to move in with Parisian families and care for the children. They drink in the glamorous culture, pursue romance, and the perfect accent. But Rosie is different. And now, The Pleasing Hour.
Plaire. Plaire is not a wealthy town. It is not one of those immaculate, romantic villages described in books about the south of France. Its streets are not made of cobblestones or clogged with visitors in the hot months. It does not have red cliffs or chateaus or the carapace of a fortress. The churches are unremarkable, the café terraces viewless. In the afternoon, the narrow streets grow sinister, blackened by enormous shadows with clawed edges that slowly scale the pitted stucco walls. Half-dead ivy creeps down to meet them. Even at 2 o'clock on a bright spring day, you can turn down one of those streets, and all light and heat will be gone. You will have to wait until your eyes have adjusted to move on. Through the slats of closed green shutters above, you can hear music, or the sound of water in a basin, or heavy plates being stacked or unstacked. The grocery bags will start to cut into your fingers, and the 2 miles back will seem, from that dark street, unachievable. But once you reach the valley, and Lucie Quesnel's farmhouse appears on the next rise, there seem to be 7 suns stretching across the sky, each one celebrating your return. She is waiting for me in the garden. I can see her straw hat twitching as she swats at something. At the sound of my sandals through the grass, a smile appears just below the hat's brim. It does not feel like penitence to be here with this old woman, though I know it should. Once she sets me to work on the table grapes with her, it doesn't take her long to start in with more questions. She has so many, mostly about Nicole. She was very careful as a child, deliberate. Is she still? Yes. I try to be curt, entirely uninterested. And so equable. Yes. Perhaps you are too young to know exactly what I mean. Perhaps, I say, feeling too old to argue. She's teaching me how to rewire the trunks of the vines to their posts. Beside her quick-spotted hands, mine work clumsily. Would you say she's happy, Nicole? Would you say she married the right man? I don't know. But she wants more. She will not stop until she's wrung me dry. He's not a man I would have married, I add. Why not? I can't think of one word to throw her off. It's hard to pinpoint, isn't it? She says, furrowing her entire face. But there's something about this Marc Thibault. A man should never make you feel old. She looks half her age, I say, deliberately misunderstanding, veering away. She's in good shape. She's healthy, nimble.
Nimble? Where did you learn a word like nimble? Sometimes you surprise me with the words you know. How is it that you can have such an extensive vocabulary, but absolutely no memory for the definite articles?
I don't know. It's just a block I have, I say, embarrassed my errors have been noticed already. Nicole's daughter, Lola, always insisted it was obvious. Look, she said, running to the table she had just set. A knife is masculine, and a spoon is feminine. Look at them. You can just tell. Look at this plate.